AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The truck blockade in Canada has led to closures or cuts in hours at Canadian auto plants because of a shortage of parts that are normally trucked across the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins says some of the truckers are not being reasonable.
You have a number of people who are on the ground here, who are part of the protest group, who have outwardly stated that this cause is so passionate for them. They feel such a passion for this particular cause that they're willing to die for. And I think one can appreciate that if you have people who hold that sentiment, the situation can escalate and become very dangerous for police and those members of the public in very short order.
The truckers are demanding an end to the Canadian government's requirement that they be fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, which many already are. The closure of the bridge and other crossings and blockade of the street around Parliament in Ottawa could cause economic damage to both Canada and the U.S. More states lift virus restrictions as coronavirus cases continue to drop. CDC guidance has not changed. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked if any changes may be coming.
Yes, we are prepared. We are working on that guidance. We are working on, you know, following the trends for the moment.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he bears responsibility for the league's struggles to improve diversity on coaching staffs and high-level executives on the teams and in the league.
We just have to do a better job. We have to look, is there another thing that we can do to make sure we're attracting that best talent here and making our league inclusive? If I had the answer right now, I would give it to you.
In a press appearance before the Super Bowl, Goodell said the league will look into allegations made by former Miami coach Brian Flores in his lawsuit charging racism in the league, and that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 per game to lose in 2019 to help the team's draft status. This is AP News. A call for a rollback of the federal gasoline tax.
AAA puts the national average of a gallon of gasoline at more than $3.45 right now. Senators Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan see that's putting a strain on American workers and families who could use a break from the federal gas tax. It's been 18.4 cents per gallon since 1993. Money from the gas tax goes into a trust fund that helps pay for highway construction projects and public transit. The senator's bill would require the Treasury Department to transfer general funds into the trust fund to keep it solvent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Apollo 16's moon mission launched April 16, 1972. Conservation crews are working to get the capsule ready in time for the 50th anniversary celebration at the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Former NASA astrobiologist Richard Hoover.
This is a piece of history that human beings should be able to enjoy millennia from now, not just in the next few decades or centuries.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.